Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steven Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how there's power in numbers and support. Boy, that couldn't be more true. Like, think about caveman times.
Yeah.
You're better in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's older people teaching you how to do stuff and
younger
people with more energy. Everybody wins. It's not just a one-way street.
It's a circle.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And as you're listening, please drop us your questions into the comments section below.
Okay. Walden asks, I am building an offer application and was hoping for some input. In your experience, would you offer more if market value is more certain, i.e. like more comp data, like more completed sales data, or the opposite? I usually offer between 10 to 25% for rural vacant land, but I'm thinking more about the logic in choosing 10% over 25%.
Man, there's so many schools of thought on this. And when you mean application, I hope you don't mean a computer program that prices property for you based on the other statistics on the line and the actual line item. I hope that's not what you're doing. For years, people have been trying to do this, me included, and that's just not how it works, because every single market's so different. What you choose to do in Elko, Nevada as a pricing scheme is diametrically different than you would do in Northern Michigan or anywhere else. I just chose those two places, pulled them out of a hat. So I hope it's not a computer application. 10 to 15 to 20% is only for rural vacant land. It's not for infill lots at all. Infill lots are closer to, infill lots are all tied to the sale price of the house that you're going to build on it and what the developer is willing to pay and getting the inside the head of a developer. A home builder, I should say. So,
this is Walden.
I think he's relatively new.
I'm not a fan of going that low, too. I don't know. I know people have done it and done it successfully, but I can do just fine and probably pick up more properties, pricing it at 25% and selling it, doubling my money.
Yeah.
And then I'm still way under everybody else. I'm not here to prove something.
There's nobody in this group that is making tons and tons of money offering 5 and 10% of wholesale, even or retail.
Right.
It's too low.
It's too low. You may be missing a lot of people.
You're missing tons of people. And will you buy property? Absolutely.
Sure.
And your mailer yield was going to go through the ceiling. You know, it's going to take you 10,000 offers to buy one house.
Right. Meaning your yield is going to be really, really low because you're going to buy so few based
on what
you're offering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jill, thank you.
So you're going to have to send out, your mail costs are going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Listen.
You're sending out a lot more.
Before those first 10 deals, don't get creative.
Yeah. This is who I am, I think, and who we are. And this is part of, I think, why our members connect with us. And we have a really, really, this ties into the show about the support and our community. We're here to do the right thing. I'm not here to gouge someone. I'm not here to brag about how low I got it and what I just did. And I'm not here to set the market for selling something so high and be the highest one, price per square foot, in this area. That's not my goal.
Right.
And it's never been my goal. I'm like, come on. Sure, we're sending out low offers. We're upfront and honest about it. Everybody knows it. Everybody gets it. But they're not insulting. They are lower. They are wholesale price. And that's just who we are. I'm not a fan of this really, really low. Some people say, I just offered them, $100, or they just said, I'll just take it off their hands, give it to me for free, or whatever that is. I'm like, I'm not a fan of any of those strategies. I don't think that's nice.
Yeah.
It does go a little bit of a borderline, it looks like you're kicking someone when they're down, and that's not what I want to do at all.
You know, Jill and I used to teach an entrepreneur class. We used to substitute a college class for a professor that we know. And I asked the class one time, what the name of the class is Entrepreneur or something.
Yeah.
It was the last class in their MBA program. So they're all jacked about the class and just ready to graduate. I said, what is an entrepreneur? Give me an example of a couple of people who you think are successful entrepreneurs. And they all immediately said Mark Zuckerberg, immediately, which is not in my, he's an he's at a one in a bajillion entrepreneur. The more likely entrepreneur is somebody who's listening to this show, who's got a regular job, maybe he's a young guy, 25, 30 years old, tired of his boss, tired of the whole thing, and he learned to buy and sell some real estate. You end up making a few hundred thousand bucks a month, maybe more, and live happily ever after. That's being an entrepreneur in reality, the non-Hollywood version. Every once in a while, though, young people come into the group and they think that they're going to teach us stuff. They think that they're going to, they figured out a new way or they're going to overturn it. And I love that attitude. I was like that my whole life. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, you're not going to, it's not going to happen. The anatomy of a deal has never changed. You contact a bunch of people who own property that you've targeted as acquisition candidates. Some people respond, you review those deals, you decide which ones you want, and you close it, and then you resell it. That has been going on since real estate itself. What's really dramatically changed is how efficient you can do that with computers and assessor databases and all kinds of stuff. That constantly changes, and you as a young person or a listener, I don't care how old you are, could turn the whole thing on its ear in how it gets done. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, offering 5% or 10% or these cockamamie schemes about term sales and all this, it's you're wasting time.
Thank
you. Is that too hard?
No, that's good.
Do I sound like an old man?
A little bit.
Really?
We use cockamamie and bajillion and whippersnapper. I was waiting for that one to come. That was the only one you didn't use. But everything else, you nailed it. So it's not how you look. It's not how you talk. It's a few of the words that you throw out there, babe, I got to tell you. But it's one of the things that I love about you. He only sounds 80. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
Today's topic, there's power in numbers and support. This is the meat of the show. I know you wrote a lot of stuff down before the show, Jill.
Love this topic. And for us, it started 1 month in. We launched Land Academy in July 2015. And weeks into it, month one, like 2 weeks in, and I think Claire might have started it, we had a number of members, one in particular said, how can we communicate with you? We got to do something. And you and I put our heads together. And it was Success Plant back then. And I went away for the weekend. I happened to have a weekend planned.
Which is now landinvestors.com.
Yep. And said, all right, we're going to make an online community. And you did. And here we are 3.5 years later. And that thing is huge. I mean, the stuff that's in there is awesome.
And it's free.
And it's free. So, and we never changed that. So, that started this whole support and community. I didn't know that too going into this. I don't know if you did too. I remember thinking, just putting this program out there, we're gonna help people. I figured it would be a lot of different people doing it and using it their own way. I never thought that we would all as a group get together and start doing what we're doing now. So I wanted to start with where it all began for us. So we started this online community, and now I've seen how this goes for our members and what everybody needs along the way.
How helpful it is.
So here's how our community and the power in numbers and support, this is what we've experienced with our members, and it's beautiful. First is new members. What everyone seems to kind of need is just some help with starting with some basic steps. You're reading the program, you might get hung up on a little something, you're not sure, like these questions that we answer at the beginning of the show. Some of these you can say are new members and some are seasoned members. You can kind of tell which are the new members, like, hey, I don't know how to do about this. Am I offering too much? Am I offering too little? My phone's not ringing. Little things like that. So we pull those out of our online community, and that's how it's designed for this, for the new members that can just kind of bounce ideas off each other and it's great because often I see the replies are from someone who's just kind of 6 months ahead of them. It kind of goes in waves. It's like this group helps this group and this group helps this group.
Yeah.
And it's so great. So that's usually how it starts. Then investors grow, and as you grow in your business, now you've got that stuff figured out. You don't need any help with Deeds 101. You're way past Deeds 101. But now you need some business tips, and I watch our group starting sharing, the intermediate middle group, they start sharing business tips. They start sharing things like, which is the best photographer in this area? How are you doing drone shots? And what's your video software? And you know, things like that. And how did you get your checkout button? I'm going to make mine look like that. That's awesome. And I see that progression. And again, it's our community supporting each other and helping each other. Because we're not, no one's against each other. What's the thing about this too? I think the whole point you did this, it's like,
yeah,
we're better together. We're by helping each other. We're all making more money. We're all benefiting. It's wonderful. So that's the middle level. And where the top level, what we're getting now is with the, now we got some, you know, we got some seasoned pros. They've been with us for a couple years. And what are they doing now? They are now funding
each other.
Mm-hmm. And putting together deals, financing things for new guys, yeah. Putting together bigger transactions, and just taking it to a new level. And I'm like, what's going to be, I don't know what's next. I'm kind of just thinking about this now. I didn't write out what's next.
I know what's next.
What's next?
Well, this is where all this is going, because I started Land Academy. Jill and I started Land Academy with specifically to collect a group of higher end members, higher producing productive members, into a group of 100 people or so, where we all log in somewhere. We all see the deals that we're doing. We all need money on certain deals, or we're putting money into other people's deals. It's all, we can all see, because we've all passed all the tests of not being a weirdo or whatever. Or not just having some element of ethics and truly believing that these 100 people are going to, you know, it's essentially applying the commercial real estate finance / sophistication to buying and selling land and flipping houses, not renovating, just flipping. And so, I'm working on it. I work on it every day with another member in our group, Justin. And that's the goal for, we're shooting for the middle of 2019, where, you know, It's an invite only. We fund each other's deals. Maybe I put $10,000-$20,000 into a certain deal that costs $800,000. Everybody else funds at different points, and it's all very, very organized. We're working out the software piece right now. Mm-hmm. That's the way, by the way, people syndicate real estate, commercial real estate, like huge apartment buildings and office buildings and malls and stuff.
Right.
It's the same exact methodology. In fact, it's the same software. So if that's not power in numbers and support, and by the way, the people that are in the, that are going to be invited to this thing started out brand new in Land Academy. A lot of them have never done a real estate deal in their life, and it's 2 years later.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, there's one guy specifically who makes more than $1 million a month, and you know,
I am shocked.
And he's never done a real estate deal before 2 years ago.
Yep.
So you want to talk about an entrepreneur and Zuckerberg level stuff when you're literally in your pajamas at the coffee table making $1 million a month?
Yep.
That never would have happened without the numbers that we have, the power numbers, and the support that we provide. Yes. and the education.
Yep. These people all are sponges. They take it all in. They read it. They reach out. They're active. They're asking questions. They did a lot of consulting. And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're here. And you're right. And this is our goal. And it's happening.
I got a comment a couple days ago. You know, there's YouTube comments all the time.
Yep.
And this comment stuck out with me. Somebody said, "You're pretty funny, Steve. I really, really didn't like you when I first started listening to the show, but it seems to be okay now." So back in my head, I was doing these shows this week, and I'm like, you know, that's maybe the greatest compliment I've ever gotten.
I didn't like you, but because of Jill, I hung in there.
Yeah. Oh, all men are for... No. Is that what you heard me say?
I don't know. Why did they hang in there? I don't know. Oh.
Who knows why they hung in there? But I'm okay now, apparently.
Yes.
And if you're a man, you know that, because that's how women are. It's like, yeah, I never really liked the guy in the beginning, but I guess he's okay now. Uh-huh. Like most marriages are like that.
What?
Seriously.
What? Like, you think women say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. If I didn't like you, you wouldn't be sitting right here.
Really, Jill?
Yeah. I mean, not like here. I mean, like next to me.
Oh, I see.
Not like, yeah. Not like.
God, I feel so fortunate that you like me. Thank you.
You're silly.
I'm not worthy.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Cracking me up, man.
No, I didn't mean like here. Like, it's not like, yeah, I am Land Academy. You're lucky. No, that's not true. We all know that. But I mean, we are here sitting here together. Still, we have to like each other.
Dude,
if anybody spends more, I don't know another couple that spends as much time together as we do and gets along as well as we do.
That's true.
Seriously.
That's true.
It's a little spooky. Please be sure and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please be sure and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.